Here's a message entitled, If You Were of the World, subtitled, The Storm is on the Horizon. As a child of God, is your heart heavy? Do you feel the weight of this world and all that is in it? Do you often feel as if you just simply don't belong wherever you happen to be at the moment? If the answer is yes to any of these questions, then most likely you are right where God wants you to be. You see, as the children of God, we are not of this world. For the friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. James 4, verse 4. We are not called to this world and do not follow in the same direction that the world is going. As the world seeks after pleasure, entertainment, and being pacified with the things of this life, we go the way of the cross. As the world seeks comfort in what this world has to offer, we are looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11:10. You look around and nowhere do you feel a sense of belonging. You sometimes wonder if there is something wrong with you. The answer is no. There is nothing wrong with you. You are just simply getting closer to the cross. You are hiding yourself away in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in so doing, this world is becoming increasingly foreign to you every day. You would rather be with Christ than with a stadium full of revelers. You would rather be hidden away with the things of God than have all the pleasures and money of this world. You would rather spend time with the Lord than be in the company of those that speak they of the world and the world heareth them. From 1 John 4, verse 5. If your heart is heavy, it is because you see the things of this world and it grieves you. You are experiencing the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Philippians 3, verse 10. Your rest, your comfort, your belonging is found in the secret place, hidden away with Christ. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalms 91:1. Spending time with the Lord is the highlight of your life. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Matthew 6, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11, verse 6. If you feel you don't belong, it is because you don't. You are not a person of this world, because Jesus has called you out of this world. If you are of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. John 15, verse 19. You are a pilgrim, a stranger, just passing through. You do not belong to this world, and Jesus said the world will hate you because of it. The things you once thought important no longer are. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Philippians 3, verses 7 and 8. Paul was initially talking of that which he had accomplished in following the law. But that meant nothing to him now. Moreover, all things were of no value to him now, except the Lord Jesus Christ. He counted any gain he could attain in this world as loss and well worth losing. He had suffered much, but any loss he endured paled in comparison to what he had in Christ. Now he had the hope of eternal life. Now he had peace with God. Where he had once persecuted the church, he was now the one being persecuted. But all was worth it. Children of God, all that we have is the Lord Jesus Christ. All that we have is Almighty God. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. We have nothing else but Jesus, and He is all we need. All that will remain is the Word of God. Everything else will pass away. As we look out on the landscape of this world, we see it is becoming more desolate every day. Things are not as they used to be, and surely will never go back to how they were before. We are seeing God's hand of judgment, and will continue to escalate. In the last 4 years, we have witnessed the world change dramatically. The Lord had been speaking to me a good while before that changes were coming, and the Lord is speaking similar things to me today. The times are changing, and we will begin to see things rapidly changing in rapid succession. Once things begin to shake, there will be rapid successive changes. For us as the people of God, this world has no hold on us. We are not of the world, and our trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ and the hope we have of eternal life. Our Lord Jesus is in complete and absolute control. And as long as we are in Him, as long as He is walking alongside of us, we are going to come out victorious. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John 16, verse 33. In fear and trembling I leave with this that the Lord gave to me as I was writing this message. Children of God, the storm is on the horizon. Do not let down your guard, because trouble is coming. It is coming, saith the Lord. Yea, a great time of trouble and tribulation is soon to ensue upon this nation and world. A time of sowing and reaping, a time of seed time and harvest, a time of wheat time and harvest, a time of calamity and judgment. In the midst of the calamity will come a great time of harvest, as the Lord Jesus Christ will be separating the wheat from the chaff, but will put His wheat into His garner, saith the Lord. The overflowing scourge will overtake this world, and only a few will be left standing. The sounds of war are on the landscape of this world. Yea, hold fast to me, children of God. Do not look to the left, do not look to the right, but only to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, saith the Lord. And I will bring you through as silver is purified in a furnace of earth 7 times. The nighttime is descending upon this world, and yea, so few see it. Yea, so few are even looking for it. I have a remnant, a called, a chosen, a refined people that I have called out of this world, that I will try and bring through the fire, saith the Lord. Rest only in me, children of God, for the night time is coming when no man can work. This time will be a time like no other, where men will wish to die and will not be able to. This time is coming, children of God, so hold fast to me, and look only to me, and I will bring you through, saith the Lord. Thus and thus saith the Lord, amen. Thus and thus saith the Lord, amen, and amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Our God is with us through any and all storms, and whatever this world may bring. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Psalms 107, verse 29. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Isaiah 25, verse 4. Blessings to you all in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.